May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. Amen. This is our second consecutive Palm Sunday when we've been unable to physically gather together. With the difficulties of the pandemic and all that it brings, I'm wondering if any of us are feeling that Palm Sunday itself may feel a bit out of touch with the world around us. After all, Palm Sunday is a day of celebration and welcoming Jesus into our midst. For centuries, Christians have gathered physically together to celebrate this very, very holy day. I was reminded this past week while delivering Easter bags to the parishioners of St. John's how the inability for us to physically gather as a community is continuing to have a deep and spiritual and emotional impact. Everyone I visited, without exception, stated how much they were missing our community and in-person worship. No question, St. John's is a resilient group of people committed to serving God, each other, and the wider community. And the hope and joy of coming together sometime in the future is alive and definitely not extinguished. But the stress of COVID fatigue and the day-to-day of living so intentionally with physical distancing and a mindfulness of personal bubbles is taking its toll on all of us. You are suffering, I am suffering, and we are all suffering because of it. And it's okay not be okay. Friends, we alone do not have precise answers for the human suffering that we experience and perceive all around us. But right when things seem at an exhausted tipping point in our world, the story of Holy Week beckons to us again if we dare to see the world through it. We are invited to forget that we know how this Holy Week story ends and place ourselves into the story itself. In a world surrounded by disease, death, and suffering, we are being called to stare both love and suffering, God's love and suffering, directly in its face. Our Holy Week story begins today. We are called today into the story of Jesus and called to pay attention to it anew. We have come to the holy city of Jerusalem where Jesus is entering, riding on a donkey's colt. Jerusalem is a place where major religions are born and messiahs are very common. This is the climate of Jerusalem. And yet, a crowd comes together to gather around Jesus, the prophet and the teacher who has been drawing huge crowds, the one who is rumored to have healed the sick, driven out demons, restored sight to the blind, and even raised the dead. What do you think the disciples and the crowds expected of that day? No doubt there was a sense in the air that the one who would free the crowd from Roman oppression had come. But as with any crowd of people, there would have been a mix and a wide range of expectations. Some, for sure, would have been filled with joy and hope for a Messiah. But perhaps others were just looking on in curiosity. Perhaps some were just out for a good time, going along with the crowd, and seizing a chance to have a good time. Maybe others were skeptical or incredulous that this country yokel was being cheered. Maybe some were a bit bemused or confused. And most certainly, there were others who were antagonistic. And Jesus knew this, and he knows how the story will end. He knows it will be painful and full of suffering, yet he still shows up. And Jesus will show up on every Sunday, whether or not any of us show up, in whatever ways we can. And Jesus will form us in the community, in our community, through this story. Jesus will show up whether or not we choose to see the world through this story. But each of us are invited to be a part of it, to let this story form us, to see the world through it, and maybe, just maybe, begin to answer some hard questions about what this story values. Questions about justice and peace, and disease and suffering, death and resurrection and hope. Once again, for the second year in a row, we are unable to physically gather together on Palm Sunday or during our Holy Week. But friends, there is no stopping the gospel. Let me say it again. There is no stopping the gospel. This story of Holy Week will happen anyway. It is an eternal truth. It happened once, and Christians around the world sing it and tell it again every year. Forget that we know how this story ends. Let's learn again to see the world through new eyes, through the disciples' eyes, so that maybe we can find hope for justice and healing in the midst of chaos and pain in the world around us. Because the disciples in their world also knew chaos and pain, fear and death. Put on the eyeglasses of the story of Jesus again for our Holy Week. And as the resurrection does come to us next week, may we leave with hope, renewed, and surprise, that surprise endings are possible, that hope is not lost, and that even death is not greater than God, nor greater than love. And if Christ can rise from the dead, then surely there is hope for us. Let us, all of us, tell that story again. Amen.
Let us pray, saying, Lord,